Nathan Schwartz is challenging his arrest because he thinks chalking is just exercising his First Amendment right.
There was the clean zone ordinance that was getting passed, the event zone ordinance that got passed by city council a little bit before the RNC, and a lot of us felt that that was very anti-protest. It had a very anti-protest law, had a limited certain things that we could have, insinuated that we were violent off the bat, and we basically drew on at the corporate Bank of America building over there on the sidewalk, Kennedy and Ashley. We drew arrows pointing to city council for the city council meeting talking about that issue that day.
Schwartz was charged with two misdemeanors, trespassing and criminal mischief. About a dozen members of Occupy Tampa stood in solidarity with Schwartz at his hearing.
People coming out to support this particular court case can show support for generally civil liberties as a whole.
Other jurisdictions have upheld First Amendment rights to include chalking.
Tim Osmar versus the city of Orlando, just down the road, he won his case, his First Amendment sidewalk chalk case, because it's federally protected free speech and it doesn't cause damage.
Occupier Tristan Lear believes the officer's reasoning for arrest is unjust.
The police officers don't like being questioned about, you know, their authority or about what's going on, and the police officer had to save face, so he put him in handcuffs, and now they're trying to figure out how to justify it after the fact.
During yesterday's pretrial, Schwartz's lawyer requested the state to provide evidence of the chalking, or, in the police officer's words, graffiti.
My lawyer still hasn't gotten the evidence from the state. They still haven't sent it to him. Preferably, the judge pushes for that to happen, because I don't feel ready to go to trial unless I see there's footage and pictures, and I want to see that. I haven't been able to see it yet. It's been months. It's happened in May.
Schwartz's trial will be December 3rd. There may be more pretrial hearings before that. The maximum sentence for the charges is 2 years in jail. For WMNF News, this is Lisa Kaufman in Tampa.